Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. Half a million 720,000. 970,000 of you, they know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines
and focusing on the facts. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
First hard fact of the day, 574 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. The numbers this week are lower than last week, so that's a good sign. We've also heard from the State Health Ministry that bed occupancy at the COVID centres also reduced a bit. Now, all of this is thanks to you guys. You have been taking your precautions and you've been educating others. So good job, everybody. But remember, we're not out of the woods yet. So please keep taking your precautions. Keep telling everybody to take their precautions as well. Limit your movement. And when you must go out, or if you're going to work or you're going to buy essentials, make sure to wear a mask, right? And keep your distance from people. I can't overemphasize that enough. And of course, wash your hands, sanitize your hands, because I need all 970,000 of you alive and well to listen to Hard Facts every day. Beginning with the big three, let's start with LCC saying that it's lost 2.5 billion naira at the Lekki Toll Plaza since October. And then let's talk about Northern governors visiting Oyo State over the Shasha market incident. And then let's talk about the announced exemptions to the AFCFTA. Remember, you can talk to us on the Big Three via Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. We're streaming live on Facebook, so talk to us on Facebook as well, Nigeria Info 99.3. We've got WhatsApp 080-959-75805. And we have a line for our female callers, women only, 01465-7190. That's for female callers only. If a man calls that number, we hang up. 01465-7190. That's the number for women. We'll bring you Community U Report today at 4 o'clock. And on the big hard fact, let's talk about COVID in Nigeria. We're going to look at the plans for bringing in vaccines. We will assess the second wave and see if we have some hope of a cool down. And then we'll look at all the latest stories with COVID. That's at 5 p.m. today. News updates are coming your way as always on the hour every hour. After the news at 6, let's talk with Rufai on conversations. I'll hand you over for conversations with Rufai. Now, you need to listen to every minute of the show today so that you stand a chance of being our winner on Just a Minute. With that said, Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Should LCC and the state government have recovered their costs from the toll plaza by now? Are other state governors needed in Oyo? Should any state be negotiating with bandits? Those are the big three, Lagos. Let's talk. So we heard from the MD of LCC, Yomi Omuasan, and that's our first story. He gave a press conference yesterday about why they want to resume operations at the Lekki Toll Plaza for the first time since NSARS. LCC is losing money every day that it stays away. And according to him, it's affecting their ability to pay off their debt. So let me give you the numbers he gave, and then I'll give you some numbers of my own, okay? This is a good time to whip out your calculator. Whip out your calculator, the one on your phone or a pen and paper if you like to do it by head, because I'm about to give you some numbers. Are you ready? All right, so the LCC MD said that since LCC stopped collecting money at the toll gate in October during NSARS, they've lost about 2.5 billion naira in revenue. Now, to give you some context, that's 150 days. Then he gave us their debt figures. Right now, he says LCC is owing 11.5 billion naira to local creditors and $31 million to foreign creditors. Now, I'm sure that Mr. Omoasan was worried that some of you will shout, how come you've not yet paid off those debts? What have you been doing with your revenue all these years? Well, he had an answer. He said that back in 2011, the debt level was 24 billion naira local and $49 million international. So what he's trying to suggest is they've spent the last 10 years bringing that debt down to the current levels. But I have another figure here. Remember last week I told you that the government bought LCC in 2013. That's 2 years after those initial debt figures. And part of the buyout agreement was a payoff of all the outstanding debt. That was according to the state government at the time. I calculated for you how the government paid over 30 billion naira at the time. So that leads to the question, was the state government correct in 2013 when it said that it had paid off all LCC's debt? Or is LCC correct today when it says it still has debt? Or has LCC been borrowing more debt after the 2013 payoff? And if so, why? I mean, we've now heard from the MD that they are making 2.5 billion naira every 150 days. So why would they need to borrow more? In fact, I did the math. And if you project that revenue came in the past 7 years, if you project that particular revenue at that rate over the past 7 years from 2013, you get 42.6 billion naira from the toll gate. Working with the numbers that the MD gave us, 42.6 billion for the past 7 years from the toll gate. That's not counting the money that they're already getting from Lodestar for putting their advert board there. That's enough money to pay off the debt, even if the government didn't pay it back in 2013, as they said. Now, you may ask, but they have other expenses. Yes. According to Omoasan, they have about 500 staff. Let's assume that average salary is 50,000 naira a month over the last 10 years. Some get more, some get less, but average 50,000. That's 25 million naira a month. 300 million naira a year. 3 billion naira over the last 10 years. That still leaves 39 billion naira in revenue on the table. I told you to bring out your pen and paper and your calculator. So if these revenues and debt figures from LCC itself are true, it begs the question, where has all the money been going? By the way, LCC says that it will take them at least 3 months to start operations at the gate, to restart operations at the gate. Their insurers will need to inspect. They'll need to assess damage to the equipment and get replacement. But Lekki residents are saying that LCC should use that time to improve the experience at the toll gate. They're saying it's too inconvenient. It causes traffic because of slow payment. And now when I say they, I'm talking about the Lekki Estate Residents and Stakeholders Association, or LERSA. LERSA says that they have a list of demands before the toll gate should reopen. They want round figure payments, so no more time wasting with change. They want more automated systems for payments to speed it up. They want more alternate routes. And they also said government should allow Nigerians to protest safely. Now, I want to talk about these demands a bit. Have you noticed that there's much less traffic around the toll plaza area now that fees are not being collected? I pass there every day, so I know. Now, I've driven in San Francisco, and they have tolls on their bridges. But everybody is on the E-tag now, so you drive through. With their own E-tag, you don't need to stop. It just debits you as you cross. But most Lagos motorists don't have the E-tag. And according to many people, it's because E-tag is very tedious to get. There aren't enough places that issue it. So when you call, I want you to tell me your own experience with getting those E-tags. What do you think should be done to improve things at the toll gate? If you agree, of course, that they should reopen, that they should start work, that they should start collecting money there again. But first, tell me what you think about LCC's reported losses of 2.5 billion naira since the NSAS protests. 0700-993-993-993. The women who want to call us and want to get through very quickly, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. If you're not female and you call that line, we're not going to pick up. We're going to drop your call. What do you think about the seeming conflict between the figures that LCC is giving today and what the government said to us in 2013? 0700-993-993-993. Share your thoughts via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We've got Michael in Ikeja on the line. Hello, Michael. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
Welcome. Go ahead. You're live on the show.
Okay. My name is Mike. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome, Michael.
I'm not against the LCC toll gate reopening their operation.
Okay.
But like you said, this money they have lost. And you arrive to your calculation that this is the amount they are supposed to have made over the years. Why then are they reopening the toll gate? Lekki Epe Expressway, the road is not that bad, but we are meant to believe that this money is also part of the money that will be used to maintain the road, the roads. So why then are they not giving account of this money? If you want an E-tag, it's very easy to get. Mine took less than 3 days. I submit. The third day, I went back, and it was given to me easily. So the problem is that, why don't you allow us to protest in our own way? We are not going to cause obstruction, you know. But the money that I've been collecting, they should give account of it. Where is this money going to? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael, for calling. Don't forget, you can send a WhatsApp message, 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. We've got Chinonye up next. Hello, Chinonye. Thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Thank you for calling, Chinonye. Go ahead.
All right. How are you, Sandra?
I'm very well. Welcome.
Thank you. I want to know why they want to redo that toll gate. Because it's like this our Nigeria. Am I can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. This our Nigeria, huh?
Yes. It'd be like say the life be important. See, you see this, sorry for using PG, no vector base.
It's fine. Yeah? Go ahead.
Okay, because that is English and English. So I want to talk my mind. English and English. See, you see this thing that they are giving. They don't value. Because I remember, I don't know if you know, a plane crash. I don't know if you know that plane crash that happened that
time. Yes, in 2005, I'm not sure.
That plane, the crash that happened, mm-hmm. If you check very well, they at least they respected that area. See, that they respect and respect the rights of the people who will die. They then drum. It's okay. That place, if you remember, if they pass, if they remember to ask, if they say, that kind of thing happens. At the two of us.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
Why do you go after this thing? Why do you need to be remembered? Is it because of that one at play? Hey, people enter a plane. So, what about this one? These are not rich for the membrane. Why are they doing this like this? Yeah. Now, even the comments, they are not saying that there is no accident, people do not die. Are they calling us free the world? Let my own people, let them open it up. Let them open it. Let them do remembrance there.
Junior, thank you very much for calling. We've got Vino in Ikeja on the line. Hello, Vino. Thank you for calling us. Hello, Vino. Welcome.
Yay. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. You said the former governor said the debt has been paid as at 2014, right?
2013.
Okay, 2013.
Right, that they bought over the debt.
Calculate from 2013
mm-hmm.
up to last year that this whole incident happened,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That means they have even oversubscribed. We have overpaid. Do you understand?
Okay.
Because if as at 2013, the governor is saying they have paid off everything.
Mm.
Now, from 2013 till last year is another like six, seven years.
That's right.
Okay,
that's right.
That they've been collecting for something they've paid for. Now, even if they want to be collecting to maintain the road, I think it shouldn't be as much as we pay right now. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So the money should be, because I know some vehicles pay as much as 300, some pay two. So what I'm saying, if it's just to be collecting to maintain the road and also pay staff, the money should be so much from what they are collecting. Also, I want to believe that I feel people should ask more questions. Rather, we all should ask more questions.
Mm.
Where this debt is coming from? This one, they are claiming they've been cured more debt and they want to pay more.
Mm.
It still boils down to the fact that we don't have leaders. Nobody considers what the citizens of this country, they are going through. I don't understand. You just keep collecting from people and you're happy about it. Now, that thing happened since October. No feedback on anything. Now, they want to reopen just because they want to collect more money. It's not fair. And I work in that address. Now, it's just a drive-through. There is no traffic anymore. I think they should not even open that toll gate anymore because we're just enjoying ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you, Vino, for calling. We've got Jabin in VI on the line. Jabin, how are you?
I'm fine. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah. You see, this morning, 2.5 billion.
Mm, 2.5.
Yeah, 2.5 billion. Mm-hmm. These are money that they are collecting for motorists. And I don't know how many years that toll gate with that contract that they did, that they are collecting money. I don't know how many years, whether it's for life or for 10 years or 20 years, I don't know.
But I just told you that the toll gate belongs to the Lagos State government now. They've bought over the debt from LCC.
This government, they are just, they want to kill people. It's not that they are helping people. Now, if the citizens that are paying for road that people are passing, now we pay for the own road that the government is supposed to make for people. Now they are collecting toll inside the city. It's not a good thing in life. Why are they doing this? And with all the debt that say they have paid in the past, now they are bringing another debt that they are still owing so much. Where are those money going to? You see, well, God, we had this nation.
Thank you very much for calling us, Jabbing. If you just tuned into the show, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And the MD of LCC spoke to the press yesterday about why they want to resume operations at the Lekki Toll Plaza for the first time since NSARS. I gave you some numbers that I'm going to give you again. But let's talk to Rami Dele, who is in Lekki. Hello, Rami Dele. Thank you for calling us.
Yes, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you. You know the problem with this toll gate thing?
Yeah.
For how long are we going to be paying? I live in Lekki anyway.
Okay.
So I'm directly affected.
Affected, right.
For how long am I supposed to pay toll if they want to set it up again? And if they are talking about it is some people's source of livelihood.
Right.
Well, what plan did they have? Did they recruit all of those people for just the Lekki toll gate? And are they going to be paid forever from Lekki toll gate? Hmm. You know, those are questions that we need to answer. And no, they are not maintaining anything. If this toll gate belongs to government anyway, by now, mm-hmm. they should stop collecting money from us. Why are we being punished? This is the axis where they collect so much money. We have no lights. We really provide our own lights, basically. I'm glad you live on this axis.
Mm.
And we provide our own water.
Mm.
Where is the plan to give us water? Nobody is talking about that. They just keep talking about collecting money from us. They are looking for trouble, and they will get it. You know, one day, we will just all rise against the government, and they will see the results.
Thank you for calling, Rami Dele. Now, of course, if you just joined the show, I gave you numbers earlier on. Let me give you those numbers again. The LCC MD said that since they stopped collecting money at the toll gate in October during NSARS, they've lost 2.5 billion naira in revenue. So that's 150 days if you count from October until today. And he gave us debt figures. He says LCC is owing local creditors 11.5 billion and foreign creditors $31 million. Now, he says that back in 2011, the debt level was 24 billion naira local and $49 million international. So what he's trying to suggest is that they have spent the last 10 years bringing that debt down to the current levels. Now, you have to remember that I told you last week that the government bought LCC in 2013. 2 years after the initial debt figures. Part of the buyout agreement was a payoff of all the outstanding debt. That was according to the state government at the time. Not my words, that's what the state government said at the time. And last week I calculated for you how the government paid more than 30 billion naira at that time. So the question now is, was the government correct in 2013 when it said that it had paid off all of LCC's debt? Or is LCC correct today when it says that it still has debt? Or has LCC been borrowing more after that 2013 payoff? And if they have been borrowing more, why are they borrowing more? Because you heard from the MD saying that they're making 2.5 billion naira every 150 days. So why would they need to borrow more? I did the math, and if you project that revenue for over the past 7 years from 2013, you get 42.6 billion naira from the toll gate. You're not counting money from the advert board there. That's enough money to pay off the debt, even if the government did not pay back in 2013, as they said. Now, the MD of LCC also talked about the other expenses that they have. So I said, okay, let's assume that the average salary is 50,000 naira a month. Some people are earning more, some people are earning less, but let's assume that the average salary is 50,000 naira a month. Let's assume. That's 25 million naira a month. That's 300 million naira a year. If you calculate it by the last 10 years, that's 3 billion naira. So you still have 39 billion in revenue on the table. So if these revenue and debt figures from the LCC itself are true, where has all the money been going? You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 27 minutes past 3 o'clock. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Let's take a break.
You get to win money. You get to win 10,000 naira cash. the Just a Minute game show. Call in to any of our shows, Morning Crossfire, What's Up Lagos, The Sunny Side, and Hard Facts. Answer as many questions as possible in 60 seconds, and you stand a chance to win 10,000 Naira. Winner will be announced on Hard Facts, Just a Minute, the game show for everyone. Right here on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Powered by Creditville.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three.
On the Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. We start every day with three big stories, and we just got through the first of our big stories. A press conference from the LCC saying that they lost 2.5 billion at the Lekki Toll Plaza since October. 0700-993-993-993. I'll take two calls, one male, one female, and then we'll move over to the second story. 0700-993-993-993, and the female number, female line is 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Emmanuel is in Ajah. Hello, Emmanuel. Thank you for calling us.
Hello.
Hi, Emmanuel. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, am I on to Sandra?
Yes, you're live on the show. Go ahead.
Okay, Sandra. My contribution on this matter you are talking about is that the LCC, they are counting their loss, and we are counting our gain. Because I can tell you for free that I've been saving about 12,000 Naira on this road.
Mm-hmm.
I apply this road on daily basis.
Right.
So the truth of the matter is that I don't think these LCC people should continue to collect money from this toll gate. They've collected enough, and I know that majority of the people don't want them to continue collecting that money. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling us, Emmanuel. I'm waiting for us to get one female call, and then we'll move on to our second story. That's the great thing about having these two phone numbers, equality of opinions on air. The female number is 01465-7190. If you are a guy and you call that number, we're not going to pick your call. We'll drop it when we pick up, right? So women only, 01465-7190. We've dropped like six calls already. And those six calls were men calling into the female lines. How are you different from the politicians you call to complain about? Are you a woman? Why are you calling the women's line? Why? You have your own. Call your own. Leave the women's line alone. Again, that number is 01465-7190. We've got Mrs. Ndubisi on the line. Let's talk to her and then move to our second story. Mrs. Ndubisi, welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hi, talk.
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
All right, welcome. Go ahead.
What I want to say, that's so good. Government has already... Have they compensated those that lost their life, the family? No. But they have compensated some policemen, family that lost their lost ones. Why some people have that heartless? What they after is money, 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 money. They don't care about human beings. Those that lost their loved ones, they don't even care. They don't even remember. Just they are not talking about it. They are always talking about money, toll gate. What is that toll gate? I heard that the former governor has paid all the debt, and they are still collecting money off it these days. What are they doing with that money? No light in Lagos. No better road. No hospital. Nothing. School. Nothing. What are they using that money for? I don't know. It's only God that will judge everybody one by one. Thank you.
Ms. Ndubisi from Ikorodu, thank you very much for calling us. All right. Four northern governors have gone to see the Shasha market damage for themselves. And that's our second story. Shasha is the market in Oyo State that saw ethnic clashes over the weekend. Governor Seyi Makinde was hosting his colleagues and he took them round the market. So you had Governors Abdullahi Ganduje of Kano there, Abubakar Sani of Niger, Abubakar Atiku Bagudu of Kebbi, Bello Matawale of Zamfara. Right now, we have conflicting reports about whether they came to Oyo State just for this issue or whether they were already there for other reasons. But either way, they've gone to see for themselves what happened in the market and you know, what happened to some of the victims, since some of those victims are indigents of their state. After visiting the market, they met with prominent leaders of the Hausa community in the area. And next, they're scheduled to meet with the Bale of Shasha. We're told that the governors are appealing to leaders of both ethnic communities to stop their people from further violence. Now, I want us to step away from the politics of this situation for a moment and assess the human side of it. How did all of this start? A man and a woman had a quarrel in the market, their place of work. She's a trader, he's a porter. He spilled tomatoes in front of her shop. They quarreled over whether or not he was cleaning up the place properly. How did that lead to a riot and people from two ethnic groups attacking and killing people from the other ethnic group who had nothing to do with the quarrel just because the woman is Yoruba and the man is Hausa? Now we're hearing that the porter struck a man who came to make peace and the man died, and that that's what triggered it. So almost like it became, oh, your person killed my person. So basically, people died as punishment for somebody else's crime. Make it make sense. And you see and hear things like this quite a bit. And you talk to the anthropologists and they say that it's tribal thinking that causes this. They say it happens when people are unable to see each other first as human beings. So they see everybody from another group as the same, you know? So that's why they can attack person A for something that person B did, because A and B are both from tribe C or religion D. And because you've been raised to see, you've been raised to say, oh, all C's are the same and that's how D's behave. Where does this our group-based thinking come from? How do we go about reducing it so that at least we are not seeing people raining violence on innocent people just because of what another person from their tribe did or didn't do? And also, do you think the governors will be successful in their mission to bring lasting peace to Shasha? 0700-993-993-993. Our women's number, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp. I'm going to take a look at WhatsApp in a bit. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Let me warn that you be respectful, you be responsible. You like that I have a job, I like that I have a job. Let's not put each other into trouble, okay? All right then. We've got Austin in transit on the line. Hello, Austin. Thanks for calling us.
Yeah, hello.
Welcome.
Am I speaking to Sandra now?
Yes, you're live. You're talking to Sandra now.
Okay, you people have all the good names in Nigeria. Sandra is a question. Joy is a Yemowa. All the techies on the head. Anyway.
Welcome.
Nigeria is a conspiracy. That's the bottom line.
Okay.
From the federal government.
Thank you. I didn't call that. That was a network. 0700-993-993-993. This our group-based thinking. Where does it come from? How do we go about reducing it so that we are not seeing people raining violence on innocent people because of what another person from a different tribe did or didn't do? How do we reduce it? Our women's number is 01465-7190. Akigwe is in Festac. Akigwe is on the line. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, top of the day to you, Sandra.
Same to you, Akigwe.
Yeah, as regards to what you have just analyzed, I believe there is a kind of misplaced priority.
Okay.
In terms of keeping people and giving them the orderliness.
Okay.
If there is any area that needs a police post, as little as two rooms, two police in the market that is so large, it is in the market, not really the police station.
Okay.
So there should be police posts in every market that is sufficient enough because there are different tribal settlements there. Okay. There are quarrels, there are fights. The Oloja cannot handle that.
Okay.
But once people know that there is a police post in that market, they will run to that police post and the police will come and set matter. The same thing with where they're supposed to be fire brigade, they will not put fire brigade there.
Okay.
They will go and keep it 10 miles away from a crowded zone.
Right.
If there's supposed to be any place like a fire brigade, it should be in the market. And the fire brigade people are supposed to structure the market in case of emergency.
Okay.
Not of the total loss. Then a fire brigade man has to make announcement with megaphone telling people off your light, and then there is shift, afternoon shift, night shift, morning shift, to take care of people's property and people's lives. But this never happened in Nigeria. It is not a matter of tribal settlement now. It's a matter of giving Caesar what belongs to Caesar and God what belongs to God.
Right.
The Nigerian government never recognizes. Even when we're supposed to have councillor office in the area he's counseling, no office of the councillor there. The councillor are in the local government, dancing to the tune of the chairman.
Okay.
Chairman dancing to the tune of the governor. The governor dancing to the tune of the presidency. They're neglecting who they are ruling. That is, I believe you people should help us, you journalists, that are very vocal. So let the Nigerian government know that things are not in place. Supposing there is a police post in that market, do you think such a thing would have happened?
You make a fair point. You make a very fair point. You make a very fair point, Akibwe. Thank you so much for calling. Very sound call there. Dolakpo is on the line. Dolakpo is in Ilukpeju, I'm thinking. Welcome to the show.
Okay, thank you very much, Sandra. Thank you for this line. I appreciate it.
Yeah, welcome.
I think what happened in Shasha is condemnable, every ramification. But we should realize that what happened is a result of what has been festering in Nigeria.
Okay.
And Nigerians are aggrieved because they think, and rightly so, that if a particular tribe in this country has been given preference by the other tribes. People say things like, there's a Fulani Nigerian and the other Nigerian.
Mm.
What that kind of feeling pervades in an environment, every small thing triggers a lot of violence.
Yeah.
But I want to talk to Nigerians. We are one. We're one. And I'm happy that the governors are taking this bold step to come out and seek for reconciliation and you know, calm business. That is what the presidency has not done. So the nation always comes down with some ridiculous kind of statement to stand the embers of any kind of ethnicity and tribal violence.
Right.
I want to appeal to them, Mr. Shah. We are one. We are all talking the same. We're all talking bad governance. So we should not allow other push up to do inhuman things to one another. They should let this reign. The Hausa, the Fulani, the Yoruba, we're going for one race, the human race.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Let's go to WhatsApp now. We have a message from Oluwisdom who says, you are actually... Okay. All right then. Let's step away from that. We've got another message here. I'm stepping away from that message too. I think something is wrong with who has sent me messages on WhatsApp. Sandra, Sandra, this LCC whole arrangement is under BPPE, right? Going forward with the governor's speech of 2013 that they've paid the debt and now the MD is saying that they're still owing with all the whole calculations, EFCC needs to come and probe or investigate, Emeka in Ojo says. Emeka, thank you very much for your message. President Sandra, how can Nigerians believe what LCC is saying? Years ago, I didn't hear anything about this is how much they're making. Please, they should stop deceiving us. Emmanuel from Lekki says. Emmanuel, thank you very much for your message. Sandra, this kind of fight about to start in a gege market. Somebody wanted to stab another person with a scissor, but the other person, I don't know why someone's calling me on WhatsApp. Why are you doing that? But the other person held his hands before the other man came to quarrel with their brother. Wow. Well, I'm glad that they sorted that problem out. It's good that people intervened. We've got Peter Nuhu, who's from the north and stays in Lagos, and he stayed in Lagos his whole life. And he says, Sandra, everything that is happening in this country right now is because of our one and only silent president. He successfully divided this country. He put hatred within ourselves. He made other tribes think that they are the minority in this country. His silence makes people think that they own this country. All right. Thank you for your message. I don't think anybody can sow hatred in the heart of another person. I mean, because you're a full human being. You have your own thoughts. You have your own emotions. Yes, you're susceptible to influence. But at the same time, where does your own, like, character come into play? You know, at what point does your character take over? Sandra, as regards the riot in Shasha, that's what you get when a particular group in Nigeria is raised to believe that this country belongs to them. Friday from Ikeja says, Friday, thanks for your message. This special number for women, you men will stay pressed too. A lot of messages I'm getting on WhatsApp, this special number for women, you stay pressed, stay mad. 0700-993-993-993. Let's move on to our final story. This week had big trade news for Africa already. And that's out that story. It has had big trade news. So first of all, I told you yesterday that Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala has officially been named the DG of the World Trade Organization. She's given her inaugural press conference yesterday. We've seen lots of Nigerians and Africans celebrating this. But at the same time, we've had other people saying that apart from the personal achievement for Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, this will not bring any benefits for Nigeria and Africa. I've seen people saying that. However, I'm also seeing a counter argument. Some analysts are thinking that having the first ever African in charge of the WTO might help the continent. That's because we've had complaints in the past that the WTO's frameworks and language for international trade agreements have tended not to take into account African peculiarities. So take, for example, ICT services. For the most part, Africa is a net consumer of ICT, especially online services. Now, there's a big argument globally about whether taxes and tariffs should or shouldn't apply to those services, and should they be taxed at source in the country where the company is located or at the destination where the service is consumed. How is that trade viewed? These are the new conversations that the world is having, and perhaps having an African at the highest level of those talks will bring Africa-friendly perspectives. And speaking of African trade, the AFCFTA is technically in effect. That's the African Continental Free Trade Agreement. It hasn't kicked off in practice because the member countries are still negotiating the details. And one big area of negotiation is what they call exemptions. Under a free trade agreement, country A must accept goods and services from country B without charging tariffs. Now, if you're the exporting country, you love this because it means that your exporters can send goods to other countries cheaply and make forex. But when you are the importing country, there tends to be resistance because your government just lost revenue from tariffs. So now the African countries are deciding which goods and services they can still charge tariffs on. And for Nigeria, we're hearing it's become quite a long list. Right now, the list is up to over 130 items, according to The Guardian. Some of the items include cement, rice, flour, and sugar. Now, what's interesting about those is Nigeria does not have self-sufficiency in most of those products. And so if we have tariffs on them, the costs will be more expensive than they should be, than they could be. In fact, according to the economists I spoke with before I came on air, when you put tariffs on goods you don't produce enough of, the parties who gain are domestic manufacturers, customs, and smugglers. But the people pay more. Now, would you pay more for sugar and rice and flour if it means that only Nigerian producers would sell in Nigeria? Or would you accept other African producers into our shops if it means that you get better prices? And yes, please tell me what you think of Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala's appointment as WTO DG. What do you think it could spell for trade in Africa, for the trade policy in Africa? 0700-993-993-993. For women only, 01465-7190. If you're a man and you call that number, we're going to drop the call. 01465-7190. For women only. Everybody else, 0700-993-993-993. Obara is in Victoria Island. Obara, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We've got three stories. Which one do you want to talk about?
Yeah, the one at the governor, whether they were able to make peace out of all this.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, they will not make peace because the tension now that the center government have created is too high. If they make any agreement now, when they go back, what of the people that are living in different states in their own area? Will they be monitoring them? No. Now, in Ibadan, there's a police station in every big market in Ibadan. Even in Dashasha, there's a police station there. But as it is now, the police are not even ready to do anything that concerns violence in Nigeria. So we are in a big trouble. Then Okojo, we are like, congratulations, it's our own. And we are proud, Africa is proud to have her. So we congratulate her for the good and well-behaved citizen of Africa.
Obara, thank you very much for calling. Adegboyega Adedeji on Twitter says, no single toll must be collected at that toll gate until justice is served. That toll gate remains a crime scene, Sandra. Your math cannot match up with the politician's math. I laugh when you're trying to do some math in regards of the toll collected. Jonathan Igbo says, kindly note 2023 is around the corner. Asking the LCC not to collect money on that toll gate is like removing oxygen from a dying patient in the hospital. Until Lagosians decide to take their destiny in their own hands, we will be dancing in the same circle of slavery. Let's talk to Taiwo in Mushing. Hello, Taiwo. Thanks for calling us.
Hi, Sandra.
Welcome.
So good to hear your voice on radio.
Yeah, welcome.
I'm a first-time caller.
Great to have you on the show.
All right. So I'd like to comment on the stereotyping issue.
Yes,
the war has been more like a war. I don't know how to put it.
Yes, please.
So I think it's how many of our parents of older generation bring us up.
Okay.
So the issue of a Yoruba boy, you don't marry an Igbo girl.
Mm.
Igbo girl don't marry an Hausa person. Then got to a point, I had to ask my mom, because she's always saying, don't marry Igbo, don't marry this, I'm Yoruba.
Okay.
I then asked her, okay, if I travel out of the country, will you allow me to marry a white person? She could not give me an answer. So at that point, I told her, Mom, if I fall in love with an Igbo person, That is what I'm marrying. Hmm. End of story. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Taiwo, for calling us. Taiwo lays the blame solely at the feet of older Nigerians, the way they raise the younger Nigerians. We've got Luku Ruben Lekon, who says, on the second story, I believe the federal government is the cause of this tribal thinking. Government is nepotistic, such that other tribes will feel marginalized, that they resort to self-help. That's why people like Igboho rise up. It's beyond tribal sentiment. Thank you. All right, Luku Ruben Lekon, thanks for your message. Cube says, Sandra, it's simple. Let's allow LTC to renovate the toll gate. Then whenever we get there, we all refuse payment. Simple. I've been seeing that sentiment quite a bit, that that's what people should do when they get to the toll gate, refuse to pay. I wonder how that will play out. Adeboyega says, fees received from toll gate in Nigeria is a free meal for the elites and politicians. It can't be audited or accounted for. Bringing auditors from heaven, they will not be able to do justice to it. All right. Thank you for your message. We've got more messages on Twitter, but let me take a few more calls. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling us. What's your name?
Nigeria Info. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Babes, your design is so fine. Who did it?
I did.
Who taught you?
Anti-Digital Concert did.
Wow.
Yes. Learn graphic and web design, multimedia and animation, coding, AutoCAD, 3D Max, and more at Hantech Digital Consult. Enroll today to increase your productivity and income earnings. Register. Visit HantechDigitalConsult.com/registration and email info@HantechDigitalConsult.com or call 081-6537-2321 and online at Hantech Digital. Hurry now.
Hantech Digital Consult. IT training for generation next.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
It's 5 minutes to the top of the hour. We've got time to take maybe two calls before Chukwudi Ezeugu has to take over. So 0700 993 993 993. Three stories for you today on the Big Three. We told you about the LCC saying that they've lost 2.5 billion naira at the Lekki Toll Plaza since October. Then we've talked about Northern governors visiting Oyo State over the Shasha market incident. And then we've talked about the exemptions for the AFCFTA. Victor is in my 12. Hello, Victor. Thank you for calling us.
Yes, thank you. Good evening. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. You see, this Nigeria, we no love ourselves. We know even Igbo, Yoruba, Hausa, we no love ourselves. Until we love ourselves, that will be peace. This fight now for that market now, it happens everywhere. Not only Lagos here, even in North. Any place in Nigeria, it happens. Because we don't love ourselves. Yoruba will say Yoruba. Igbo will say Igbo. Hausa will be Hausa. That is the problem we have. We don't take ourselves as one. That is the problem. So thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3. Hello.
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 Thanks for calling. Hello. What's your name? Hello.
Anike.
Anike, welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. About the issue on crime, it has been happening before.
Okay.
I've once lived in Kaduna before.
Mm-hmm.
All those Al-Majiri, or what do they call them?
Mm-hmm.
Those little children that normally roam the street with plates on their hands.
Yes, Al-Majiri.
When they are in the market, and if a Yoruba or even another tribe just do something to them, or maybe they are the ones that went to pick, maybe they pick food from somebody else's market. And if you try to retaliate, all the members of Hausa tribe will rise up to you and they can do any kind of thing to you. It has been happening before. Only that it is more rampant now.
Yeah, but the question is, why does such a thing happen? Why do we transfer that to more than the people who are guilty of the offense?
Yeah, that is what you are talking about. Try. Ethnic group. We don't understand each other and we don't have tolerance for each other in this country.
Why not? Why don't we have tolerance for each other?
I don't know. I don't really understand. for some people, not everybody in general, for some people. It's due to the level of understanding from individual.
Anike, thank
you. It has been happening before, only for today. Now, it's becoming more rampant.
Anike, thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. 99%